problem, everybody to the show. It's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always go and get the realness. But y'all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitched him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests all from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing beyond. That it's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing.
Oh, I'm unmuted. Welcome to Israel Talk Radio. I don't know where Kay is. He's MIA, of course, at the beginning of the show. But I am Nizzy Nay, and welcome to Israel Talk Radio. I guess Kay's muted or something, or he's having technical difficulties with
there
his live. Oh, there he is. Oh, there's a missing person.
Yeah, you know what happened? You know, I called in on the cell, and then I also was called in on the landline as well. And so I'm not used to doing that, right? So I'm sitting there talking, but the cell was I had the house phone muted, and I had the cell phone on. I had the cell phone's mic on, but the cell phone is muted, so you won't get feedback because I got two phones in close proximity. So I had the cell phone muted, and I unmuted the cell phone as far as the switchboard instead of unmuting the landline, and that's where the mix-up came. I was talking the whole time. Like, I did a complete intro and everything. Like, it was and then you started talking, and I'm like, why can't she hit me? I'm like, oh, I just look like, oh, why? Right. Like, dang, you know. So, yeah, let's, you know, run that back. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are your hosts. I am Tay Real.
And I am Nizzy Nang.
And we are here briefly with you guys tonight. You know, as we have an interesting and controversial topic to discuss. Now, I'm going to let y'all know, we do have some audio that we're going to be playing, you know. And basically, you know, I typically go to the studio, you know, I try to go weekly, typically like, you know, every week. And I was in the studio, and some of the fellas was there, and I took my recorder with me, just in case interesting topics ever pop up. I got the recorder on deck. So if we talk about something interesting, that would be a good discussion for the show. I've already got audio from people, whereas though they don't have to be available to call in and share their opinions. We got everybody in the building already, like everybody just right there, you know, and the mic is right there, and boom, we just let it rip, you know. So the topic of conversation was, what would you do if you found out your child was gay? And we created, you know, different scenarios. Like, every person, it was all fellas. Every person I went to and I asked them, right, I asked them in a different way. You know, like, I would ask one person, what would you do if your daughter told you she was gay? Ask somebody else, well, what would you do if your son told you he was gay and he wanted to bring his companion over the house? You to meet them and accept them and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just trying to, you know, basically like switch it up a little bit, still keeping the topic at hand, and seeing how people feel, because, you know, this is something that people deal with on a daily basis, because, you know, I mean, this is 2017. I mean, I think the LGBT community is becoming more and more accepted every year, especially the lesbians. I feel like the lesbians definitely have it better than homosexuals. And it's crazy because, like, I'm like, is homosexual, like, is that politically correct? I think so. But, you know, I'd be, like, confused because I'm like, well, it's offensive to say homo, but it's not offensive to say homosexual, and that, is it offensive to say lesbo, but not lesbian? I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? I'm not a part of the LGBT community, so I don't know, but I want to be respectful. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Do you have any insight on that?
I actually have a coworker that is actually gay, and he does not prefer being called homosexual, but he is one of the men that, I don't know, he's kind of manly type. He's kind of feminine, but he's kind of manly type, too, at the same time. He doesn't like really feminine men that act real, you know, feminine and girly. He doesn't agree or understand transsexuals. He doesn't understand any of that.
Even though he is gay,
he asked me. He was like, I don't understand, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me how a man could feel comfortable dressing like a female. You know, and putting all the makeup on and doing this and doing, he don't understand it. He just don't.
So he dresses like a guy.
Yeah, straight, like, I mean, like
a
guy.
Oh, he dressed like a straight guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he don't wear skinny jeans and all that stuff?
No. Not that.
Okay. You know, because I think some gay guys feel like if they're a top, not a bottom, then they are in a different bracket. Like, I think they feel like it's more... You know, it's more of a dominant position to take. You know, as far as like, you know, people being receptive to it. Like, it's like, well, I'm not like feminine gay, so respect me like you would the next man, because I'm not feminine. Like, I'm not like, I don't act girly. I don't bend my wrists. I don't cross my legs. Like, I'm still a man. You know what I mean? I hit you in your mouth if you got a problem. You know what I mean? So respect me. So I think they feel like they need to be in a different bracket as opposed to, like, the feminine homosexuals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And he said he doesn't like that word, or he doesn't like to be called that, right?
Yeah, he doesn't like to be called homosexual. He said he doesn't like to be defined as gay. That's just his preference. So he wants to be known as who he is, you know, not this gay guy or this homosexual or anything like that. He just wants to be known as a typical guy. That his
No, it's nothing typical about having sex with a man. Like, a man having sex with a man, that's not typical. So you can't. Like, for my thing is, like, you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean, Nizzy? Like, you can't have it both ways. If you want that type of respect, you got to be straight. You know what I mean? You got to be straight. You got to like vagina and vagina only. So once you cross over, it's like you lose that privilege. You can't have it both ways. You cannot play both sides of the fence. And it's crazy because... It is a double standard, and one day we're going to definitely have to do a show on the double standards of homosexuals and lesbians, because I feel like lesbians have it way better than homosexuals, because, like, guys, it's like, oh, yeah, that's sexy. Women tend to not judge gays as much or as harsh, regardless if it's homosexuals or lesbians. Women tend to be a lot more open-minded. other than the ones that's typically that's, you know, tied in for religious purposes, you know what I mean? Other than the ones that's tied in for religious purposes or strong political views. Other than that, your average woman is totally open-minded. Like, for instance, Nizzy, does a homosexual or a lesbian bother you in any way, shape, or form?
No.
See? Instantly, easy. She didn't have to think twice about it. That's typical for, like, women just don't care. It's the men. And men think that a girl on girl is sexy. They just want you to be bi because a man wants to be, he wants to get in on the fun. So it's like, it's cool, it's sexy, but don't just be a lesbian. Be bi so I can get some of the action, too. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that most men feel like, you know, that's the only thing they have against it. Like, well, if you just gay and that's it, and you're not bi, then, I mean, I can't get no action. So where do I fit in? I'm just stuck watching. You know what I mean? But when it comes to a guy, they're like, oh, you know, they're dropping all types of F-bombs, and not the one with the K at the end. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's like you're like the scum of the earth. You know what I mean? And I think there's definitely some ignorance with that. I think there's a lot that ties into that. You know what I mean? And I think that it definitely needs to stop. It's definitely ridiculous. And I think as long as a person minds their business, and like as long as a guy doesn't like come to you and try to holler at you, or you know what I mean, offend you in some way, shape, or form, you know, as far as your sexuality, with his sexuality, if he's gay, then so be it. Like, why are your views so strong that it's like you, like, wanted some type of altercation with the guy? He ain't do nothing or violate you or say nothing wrong to you or nothing. That's my issue. You can feel the way you feel. You can strongly disagree. You can, you know, have a debate. You know what I mean? You know, that's all cool, but, you know, I don't understand why people want to, like, get, like, physical and, you know what I mean, take it to that extreme, like, especially the people that's, like, you know, they're going to hell and all this. It's like, man, for real, like, you know, people that take it that far, you know what I mean, but, like, you know, when you tie religion and politics to it, it always changes the conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not cool, and I do feel as though that, you know, need to, like, you know, let people be them as long as they're not bothering you. You know what I mean? And whatever you say, it's like, how would you feel is how you feel. But as far as, like, getting on social media and stuff like that, and, like, just going out your way to, like, you know, just publicly say nasty things, you know what I mean, because of a person's sexuality, it's like, you know, you're no better than, you know, like the you know, people that make this world a less pleasant place, like, you know, knuckleheads, gangbangers, you know what I mean, troublemakers, like that stuff, you know what I mean, like, how are you any better than them if you're making people feel low about themselves? You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to definitely have to do a show on the double standards on lesbians and homosexuals. And I'm still trying to figure out if I'm like, I got to get more in touch with the LGBT community, because I feel like every time I say homosexual, I'm saying something wrong. But I'm like, but the word is in the dictionary. It's like literally the politically correct term as far as by definition, but
I think that when we start to talk about that we should get Corey on the show, because Corey knows about it.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a part of the community too, right?
Yeah. Hers is complicated. She's, like, part of the really super long acronym one that I don't even know. I got to Google it because I don't even know all of the letters. But, yeah, she is a part of that community. But she isn't – I don't know. She's a part of the community. Yeah, she's a part of the community. Yeah, I forgot which acronym she considers herself, but don't get me trying to sit here trying to figure it out. But yeah, she's a part of the community. So you're right. We need a person, a member of the LGBT community to have that conversation and like really take it in depth and like kind of take it to the next level. And I gotta find out, yeah, because I gotta find out. Like, all right, once and for all, am I saying something wrong? Because if I am, I want to correct it. But I need somebody that's familiar with that community, you know, that can actually tell me what am I, if I'm saying it wrong, is offending people. What should I say? Should I just say gay? I feel like when I say gay, gay goes for both genders, male or female. So gay is not. I feel like saying homosexual and lesbian is just specifying the gender. That's it. It's not like meant to be like degrading or offensive, but I guess it's not up for me to determine that because I'm not the one that's a part of that community, you know? And,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of it. But with that said, back to the topic at hand. I guess ladies first, Nizzy. Let's do this. I create two scenarios for you. You create two scenarios for me. One for the son and one for the daughter. You know, and I'll go first. You know, I mean, I'll let you go first. I'll create the scenario first. So your son says he needs to talk to you about something serious. You know, y'all, and he's like, you know, he takes you out. He's older. You know, he's about, let's say, 20. And he takes you out to dinner, you know, and while y'all sit down at the table, mother, son, you know, date, you know, at a nice little restaurant, sits you down, and, he says he wants to talk to you about something. And when he starts elaborating, he lets you know that he is gay. He's been gay for quite a while. He's not bi-curious or anything. He's just straight gay. Yes, he's had girlfriends when he was a teenager. You met some of them before. But it's over. He's gay. He's 100% gay. He has no plans on crossing back over. The idea of a vagina turns him off. And, if he has kids, he'll probably adopt. He definitely does not care to engage in sexual intercourse with a woman. You know, he is totally 100% turned on to men. And, there won't be any grandkids because he's not biological ones because he's not into women. And, he wants to know how you feel and if you can accept that. And, how would you respond to that?
So let me break it down.
And this is your only child. This is your only child. You're an older woman now. He's 20. You're about 50. So you're definitely not having no more kids at this stage in life. And he's saying he's gay. He doesn't plan on having kids. If he does, he'll adopt. So there won't be any biological grandkids. So you got to take that into account as well. You know, how do you respond to that conversation?
I don't even know. I really don't. I don't know. I mean, I would be okay with it. That's his choice. I wouldn't like the fact that he didn't want no more. I wasn't going to have no grandkids, but that's his choice at the end of the day. So there's nothing I really can do about it.
So it would be like, you know, it would be business as usual. It wouldn't be this period of disappointment and trying to learn to accept it or anything like that. You would just be totally just, you'd be fine with it and it wouldn't be a big deal?
No, not to me, no.
Okay, not surprising at all, because as I was saying, typically women are a lot more open-minded when it comes to, the LGBT community and just, you know, being gay, you know? Yeah, women are typically more open-minded to that. Now, change the scenario. Now, your daughter, you know, 24, just graduated with a bachelor's degree, you know, doing good for herself. And she lets you know that she is actually bi. You know, she's bi. She's, you know, not only is she bi, but she's in a three-way relationship with a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And, you know, she still lives with you. She hasn't gotten out on her own yet. She still lives with you. And she wants you to be not only receptive to it, but to allow for both of her partners to come over and, you know, live their triangular relationship. You know what I mean? And how would that play out for you as far as like being accepting of that? Let's change the age, because 24 is so old, it's not much you can say. For controversy's sake, let's say she's only 18. Let's change it. Yeah, she's 18. You know, 18, a senior at high school, didn't graduate yet, but she graduates this May. You know, she got a few months to go. And she is bi. And she has a boyfriend and a girlfriend. You know, they don't go to high school or anything, you know. But, yeah, she has a boyfriend and a girlfriend around her same age, you know, seniors as well. And she wants you to be not only receptive, but to let them come over, stay the night, and, like, you know, them to have that three-way thing openly at your house.
Okay.
And you have a 13-year-old daughter who is still trying to figure out herself, you know, as far as, like, you know, 13 is that age where you're trying to understand yourself. And you had no idea that she was even gay, let alone in a three-way relationship. And the 13-year-old looks up to her. But she wants you to be open to let her, both of her partners come over, hang around each other, you know, just open. Like, you know, they can all lay up on each other, smooch each other, three-way kisses. You know what I mean? Like, don't judge her. Don't embarrass her in front of her lovers, plural. Let them stay the night, you know, and let them be in the room with the door shut, doing whatever they do. Totally open. Totally open season. How do you respond to that one?
Well, I would have to explain to her that can't be happening in my house. She's got to make up her mind. Why are you laughing?
No, I was just saying, you know, I kind of wasn't expecting you to say that one, you know, that it's not going to be happening in your house, you know, because we were just talking about how females are, you know, typically open-minded to those types of scenarios. So, yeah, please elaborate why that's not happening in your house.
I would tell her that it's not happening in my house, and she would have to make up her mind as to what she wants to do, because that's not right. You have somebody that's looking up to you regardless. If you're bi, straight, whatever, you know, you still have to make up your mind, because there's a child that looks up to you. So you can't be having that in the house.
So is the main, as you said, the main issue is the fact that your younger daughter is in the house as well, and because of that, that can't be happening in the house. Is it that more
confused.
So? Okay.
It confused her.
in the house and she wanted to do that in that same scenario, you wouldn't have an issue?
Yeah, I would still have an issue.
What would the issue be then?
It would be the same thing if it was a boy. It would be the same issue. You need to make up your mind.
So you're saying make up her mind about, like, if you want to date men or women, but both is just, like, a little too much for you to date two people opposite sex at the same time.
Basically.
I mean, because some could argue that, you know, the B in LGBT stands for bi. And if you exclude that, then you're still, you know, dismissing a part of the community. Like, they're like, wait, well, what's wrong with my being bi and wanting to have two partners? She's bi. Bisexual men and women are a part of our community as well. And it's, you know, you can't accept one part and not accept the other part. So what would your response be to that argument?
What?
I was saying, what would your response be to that argument? The representatives of the LGBT community who say, wait, how do you exclude the bisexual men and women? And if your daughter's bi and you're not receptive to that, you want to make her choose, you're still excluding a part of the community. How do you respond to that?
I just wouldn't have it in my house. She can't have it around those 13-year-old kids.
Okay, so it is mainly about the impression that it's leaving, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That could open up a whole other can of worms, because you know how that conversation could go. It's like, well, what do you mean? What are you saying? Like, you know, so what? What if she decides that she wants to be gay too? Is that a problem? Like, what's wrong with being gay? What's wrong with that? People are their own, you know, it could be very sensitive. And, oh, my goodness. Hopefully she is a real, real super sensitive, emotional person on top of being a part of the LGBT community, because you know that is going to, yeah, that's going to blow up in your face. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She might even start crying and screaming, and it might get crazy in there, you know. Sensitive topic, man. You got anything for me? You don't have to be as detailed as me, but anything. I'm lay it on me, whatever.
What if you had a son and I don't know. What if you had a son and he was 20 years old and he came to you for the first time and said he was gay, and he didn't want no children?
Yeah. 20 come to me, says gay, and he don't want children. And I would definitely be upset, you know. I wouldn't even know, I was like, is this my only son, or do I have more kids?
No, this is your only son.
See, that's going to be super hurtful, because you're the one that passes on the family legacy. Our chapter of the family goes through you, and you pass the last name on, along with the genetics. You know, so to miss out on that, you know, to exclude that from our family tradition is like, wow, so it really stops here. Like, that's a hard thing to swallow, you know. And then on top of that, take on to the fact that he, you know, I had to, you know, learn to accept that, you know, that male, that father-son bond that we have, as far as, like, you know, watching the game together, talking about women together, you know, like, oh, yeah, she bad, da-da-da, she's bad, or, yeah, who was like the sexiest celebrity in the game, or whatever. Like just those types of conversations that a father and son can have. Not to say that he isn't going to like sports anymore because he's gay, because it depends on how gay. Like, is he gay, like, he is the dominant one, or he's, like, the feminine one?
That's I don't know, he's gay, man.
No, he's gay. Different conversation. Those are two different conversations, because now if you're saying he's, like, feminine gay, now that does take away from a lot of stuff now, a lot of bonding. He's a feminine gay. So now it's like we hardly can relate to anything because it's just like feminine. Like an angle. So if he's like feminine gay, it's going to cause massive damage to our relationship. But I'm always love my child regardless and, you know, try to be there the best way I can. But I know for a fact that if he's like feminine gay, it would probably cause massive damage to our bond. And I'm going to start thinking, like, where did I go wrong? What did I do? Like, you know what I mean? I think as a father, as a straight man, as an alpha dog, and as a father, you can't help but start thinking about like stuff like that when that happens. You know what I mean? And you know, if it did come a scenario like that, like hopefully it wouldn't be like, you know, it was like the feminine gay, because if it was the feminine gay, I'm just afraid of how much damage it would cause in the bond and, you know, us being able to do certain things and relate to certain things. Even if it's dominant gay, that's still going to be like, man, well, you know, so many questions. And it would be a big challenge. You know, your family, you find a way to get through it. Then, like, the what's the role of the mother, you know, like, because how does that tie in? Because is the mother, like, is she a good mother? And is she going to weigh in on it? And, you know we're going to talk about, like, you know, it's a layered type of situation. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think it would definitely cause some damage, though. Like, it probably would, because as a man, as a father, and as an alpha dog, it's like, you know, the main thing you pride yourself on is, you know, making sure your son is like what you feel as though is an upgraded version of you. And not to say that a gay person is less of a person, but you see yourself in your child in certain instances, and having such a gap in life views and sexuality changes the narrative so much that it's like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, it actually makes it difficult to manage. But I think over time, people learn, like, you know how, like, you feel like you're going to kill yourself or hurt yourself or be depressed for the longest time, like, you know, after a bad breakup, and then after a while you get better and you get over it. I think, like, it's one of those types of scenarios where eventually you can get through it regardless of what it is. But yeah, it kind of depends on certain things, like feminine gay, how gay, you don't like girls at all, like, which you, in this scenario, you said no. Yeah, it would probably definitely cause a gap, like, to where as though we would probably never, I think we could recover from it, but it probably would never be the same again as far as, like, the father-son bond, because it's going to affect it. Because it eliminates so many male bonding scenarios that a father and son typically have. And that's a crying shame and really sad. And, you know what I mean? I just would hope that a scenario like that would never, ever happen. You know what I mean? Because I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, and I'm totally open-minded. But when you talk about my own child and the plans I have and, you know, how I see us bonding in the future, as he gets older, we can have more adult-like conversations, and you take that away, it's almost like a sword to the gut. You know what I mean? It would be tough. It would take a lot of prayer, you know. It would take probably therapy, family therapy, a lot of stuff, you know, but had to find a way to get through it, because it's still family at the end of the day. You got to be able to coexist, even if the bond is affected, you know, and which it would be affected, but you don't want it to be affected so much that you can no longer be in the same household anymore. You know what I mean? Like, at all. Like, can't can't even be at a family function together. You don't want it to be that bad. You know what I mean? So you're trying your best to make sure that it doesn't go that deep, you know? You with me, Nizzy?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's just one of those things, man. Super, super controversial. Now, we talked about this before, but this was back in 2014. So what I want listeners to do is to go and listen to the 2014 show that we did on this discussion. Let me go see exactly when it's dated. 2014. It was December 11th, 2014. It was titled "How Would You Handle Figuring Out Your Child Is Gay?" Basically, the same exact conversation we're having right now. And then listen to this one and see if there's any difference. We haven't heard the show pretty much since we did it, like, you know, back in late 2014 or whatever. So, you know, it's been pretty much 3 years. You know, see where, you know, is there any difference? Like, did any of our, you know, views change? Like, you know, how have we adjusted ourselves, you know, life-wise since the last conversation? Or are we saying the same exact thing? Because, you know, 3 years, a lot can happen in 3 years. I know for a fact a lot happened with me in the past 3 years, for sure. So,
you got that right.
You know what I mean? Huh?
I said you got that right.
What'd you say?
I said you got that right.
Oh, yeah. Same with you, right, Nizzy?
Yeah.
I know you're in a different place right now. You know what I mean? I can tell you one thing. I am a lot more open-minded now, you know, than I was, you know, just 3 years ago. But, yeah, some things have definitely changed with me in the past 3 years for sure. So I'm actually interested. I'm going to actually check it out, too, when I get a chance and hear about, you know, so I can hear what we were talking about, what's the difference in the conversation, you know what I mean, difference in, even down to the conviction that in which we speak at, you know what I mean. I think it'll be very interesting. Now, as I was saying earlier, I've got audio from where I was in the studio with the fellas, and I asked them all to create scenarios like I just did with Nizzy, and, you know, created different scenarios for each of them. And then y'all gave their responses, and everybody pretty much kept it real and, you know, they spoke from the heart, you know. They spoke with conviction. It was very interesting. So we are going to play that audio for you, you know, and, you know, check it out. See what you think. See how you feel. See if you agree. See if you disagree. All that stuff, you know. And, yeah, because these types of conversations just have to get had. Because it's real life stuff that happens every day. And parents face this stuff every day. And every day that's probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of parents finding out every day for the first time that their child is gay. And they got to decide how they're going to accept it, how they're going to embrace it. You know what I mean? Some find out their child is gay, bi, transgender, transsexual. You know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, that's, well, you know. So I guess if they're transgender, they got to go through surgery, so you probably know at some point for that. So, I mean, you know, you wouldn't expect somebody to just go get the surgery, come home one day and go from being Justin to Jessica. Like, just what they leave the Tuesday there, Justin, Wednesday there, Jessica. So I'm thinking the transgender conversation, I feel like it's kind of different. You know what I mean? Because it's like the sex change, the operation and all that stuff. I think it's a little different as far as that conversation. But nonetheless, people and parents and, you know, children of parents face these scenarios every day. So it's one of those real talk conversations that we just have to have, you know, do what we do, get to the bottom of it, you know? And I'm like, Nessie, what in the world is going on over there? What is that noise?
Because I had to leave my house. I gotta go do something.
Are you in a car?
Yeah.
I hear.
Well, yeah.
Hear the wind blowing with the windows rolled down or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. I had no idea. You played that all smooth. Because I had no idea you had even gotten a car. My friend's ignorant. You know, like, if I had gotten a car, it's going to be music playing. I wouldn't have been able to sleep. I would have got off. Like, because it's going to, yeah, it would have been crazy. So, well, you know, I guess that's it. Did you text me? I feel like I probably missed a text from you. I feel like you probably tried to tell me. No, I don't have a text from you. Okay. You're just playing it off in typical Nizzy fashion. Well, you know, with that said, we're going to get to this audio, and we're going to play this audio, see what y'all think. You know what I mean? Y'all know what to do. Y'all know how to catch us, man. It's Real Talk, right? First of all, you know all the information is going to be played on the outro anyway, but I know a lot of people probably hang out once they hear the outro play or click off once they hear the outro play. So, you know, it's realtalkradio.com. That takes you to our BTR page, and you can scroll and hear all the shows. You know what I mean? It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. It's our email address. You know what I mean? Hit us up. Get at us. You know what I mean? Chop it up with us. If you're a person that that's looking to get onto the show and join in on one of these conversations, you know, we're definitely receptive of our callers. You know what I mean? You can also hit us up on Facebook. You can inbox us, all that good stuff. Nissy about to go get laid, so we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, we're going to get to this audio, man, but it's Real Talk Radio. You know, we will catch y'all next week. It's your boy, Tay Real.
Hey, I'm Nizzy.
Yeah, we out here.
It's Real Talk Radio. It's Tay Real, man. I'm here with the fellas, man. We in the studio chopping it up, man. We got Swole. We got Skleezy. We got Boss Charlie. We got my man GP in the building. And you know what we're talking about right now is, if you find out that your child was gay, how would you accept it? Would that be acceptable? Would you disown them? Would your religion come into play? Like, what would you do? How would you handle it? How would the relationship with your child be impacted? We're going to start with Swole over here. Swole.
What?
He's like, no, not me. He's like, no, not me. He's like this. No, not me.
I'm
not
going to lie to you.
You're a father.
And you got a boy. You got a son.
Yeah,
so,
I'm a father.
And I
thought
I
was a father.
No.
Your father, your son comes home. I'll create a scenario for you. Your son come home like, Dad, I got something to tell you. He's older. He's like 16, 17, you know. And you just say, you know, I got something I want to tell you. And he just break the news to you. Like, you know, I'm really, you know. Why everybody left?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you.
He gotta let you know. He lets you know what it is. How does that conversation play out?
The truth is, I'm going to be honest, I never disown my kid. I not love him for what he into or whatever he done or experiment with. However, I understand it after he told me. But I'll try to tell him that's not the right way and that's not what's supposed to be. And after I try to correct him and tell him, yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't disown him because life's too short for that. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much try to guide them in the right direction and take them down the right road on the right path. Nah, you can't do that, Lee. You gotta be quiet. You messing up the show.
We gonna get the new boss talk.
Start over, yo. Cause he messing up. Cause he messing up the show.
No, I added it. It's all good.
I'm saying messing up the show.
Keep going. It's all good.
So, no,
keep it real. We keep it real over here.
All right, but you can't edit it with me doing two different takes of what I'm trying to say.
No, go ahead.
Take it from the top.
Your son tells you, he got something to tell you about 17.
Actually, first.
You want me to start?
He want to laugh and make fun of it. I'm trying to make realistic life action on it. No, but y'all niggas laughing. I'm trying to make real life action on it.
You want to go first? All right. I create the scenario.
But you laughing about it. He
ain't going to laugh. I'm
going to do it. I'll create the scenario. All right, Squeezy. So your son's 17. He come home. He's like, Pops, I want to rap to you. I got something I want to tell you. You like, what? And he let you know, yeah.
See why you can't.
Yeah, different scenarios for everybody, you know. And he like, you know,
from the top table.
And he said, we good. I don't have to be perfect. We good. Yeah.
But he can't edit that.
So he's and you know, he let you know, like, he gay. You know, he ain't know how to come at you and tell you that, but he gay. He been gay for a while. Been keeping it from you, cause he was afraid on how you was gonna react. But he felt like now was that time for y'all to have that talk. And now you faced with that as a father, and you are a father, and you do have sons. So, you know, how would you feel? How would that situation play out?
All right, honestly, as a man, not being a boy, as a man, yeah, it would hurt me for my son to know, for me to know that my son is a. You feel me? I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest. It would hurt me. You feel me? But at the same time, I would sit there and I would talk to my son and I ask him. And I would ask my son, well, first of all, what made you come to this conclusion? Why would you want to be this? And what made you want to be this? These are things, man. Listen, shut up, man.
We're in the studio, man. We talking about, we having a good time. It's all good, man. It's all good.
No, that's not the right way to do it, yo. It's the wrong way and the right way.
No, because this is a system.
This is
some studio talks, man. This is how it be.
We good, man. That's ignorant, yo. That's ignorant. This is sensitive. You can't sit there and talk about.
You want to pick back up there?
Why they going at it?
Come on. Let's just keep it rolling.
He was on a nice roll, yo. He was getting into it.
I'm saying, like I said, there's no such thing as being born like that. But everybody say that shit.
Because they want to believe what they fuck they want to believe.
And that's how you just got pumped up. You going to get pumped on him like that if he tell you that shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking lie.
Then what?
It's
then,
a lie.
Then it's going to be the same thing.
Because I'm going to tell him no. Listen.
They're going at it now. Sleazy and Boss Charlie going at it.
I'm going to be like, listen. This is what I'm going to tell my son. And my son was to come to me the day tomorrow and say, Daddy, I'm gay. This is the first thing I'm going to say. I'm going to feel some type of way. Because first of all, I'm a whole motherfucker.
You like, hold the fuck up.
So I'm going to feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's still my son. That's still somebody I'm planning to see. That's still somebody.
And that's what I was going to help.
Hold on. There ain't no buts, nigga. There ain't no buts.
I said, quit.
But listen. My bad. Listen. So this is my son. I accept my son. You feel me?
You about to leave now.
At the end of the day.
She said, we got that?
Yeah, that's too loud because y'all just got pumped on the drum, and you did fuck it up, Lee.
I just say one thing.
When, whenever you thought you should have said, Tay, ask this question. He's on a radio show. You can't burst out a goddamn question.
It's all good, man. We having a good time. We having a good time. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
So if you got a question that Tay didn't answer,
no, we was just going around. Each person was going to get their time.
It
was all good.
It got to be professional. He gotta ask you to ask the question. You can't sit there and base out a question.
People
in
the do that all the time on radio stations. They don't say, I know how to interrupt him.
Pick up where you left off at.
This is how I feel, and this is how I'm explaining my piece. I'm expressing my piece. What you want me to start off with? How you want to start off?
If your son was gay, he was
He let you know he had that talk. Like we were saying, he's like, you know, I'm going to tell you. I got something to tell you. I was scared to tell you. But here it goes. Gay. Been gay for a while. He ain't know how to tell you. You know. And
well, first of all, I'm about to cut y'all short, man. Because I already know how I feel. First of all, I would appreciate the fact that my son even coming out and even telling me anything, because at the end of the day, he didn't have to tell me nothing. At the end of the day, he could have kept it a secret and could have kept it a secret forever, for however long he wanted to. Mm-hmm. So for the fact that he had
to
receive
it. He had cash to come forward and say what he had to say.
Either way, the man, I don't care about me knowing the fact that the man that he opened his own mouth and came to me as a man and said, look, Pop, this is the issues that I'm dealing with, and this is what I'm going through. Point blank, period. I'm not saying I wouldn't feel some type of way. What man wouldn't feel some type of way, yo? You're an old man.
But they don't see it as an issue. They look at it as that's them. You look at it as an issue.
He ain't looking at it as a
I just look at it as I know it's not right.
No, you just say, you know, he comes.
Well, hold on, let him finish so that we can come to you.
Right. No,
let him finish.
First of all, ask him.
Just wait, whenever we get done.
He's his father, and he been my son. Listen, ask him being, as me being his father, and him being my son. He should be able to come to me.
Right.
And talk to me about anything. Whether he gay or not, even if I don't agree with it, it don't matter at the end of the day.
Exactly.
The fact if he coming to me and asking me what's my true opinion on how I feel, I want to give my son the true opinion on how I feel. And this will be my true opinion.
Okay, so
my son, I will tell my son this. Look, son, off the break. No, I don't agree with what you're doing. I don't appreciate none of it at all. Because at the end of the day, God made two beings, one a man and one a female. You are what you are. If God made you a male, that's what you are. If God made you a female, that's what you are. Don't let the world get you caught up in all this psychological bullshit, because that's what, at the end of the day, that's not what it is. If that's what you is and you know you're a man, you see I'm a man, you see how I carry it, that's the same way you pose. I'm not saying exactly, but just as a man, being a man, period, this is how you supposed to carry it. The same way I carry it, this is how you supposed to carry it as a man. Now, as far as your femininity, I don't got nothing to do with that, because I don't know nothing about that, because I never been down that road, period. But at the end of the day, I just hope that you find God. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when you find God, that he show you the right, correct way. That's all I can do for you at the end of the
day. Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
That's it.
Boss Charlie. Boss Charlie.
That's it, right there.
All
right.
So now, same scenario, but we're going to raise it up a notch. We're going to spice it up a little bit. So, yes, sir.
Negative ass nigga. No, wait, finish your conversation.
Boss man.
Hold on,
we're gonna let him get it out. Let him get it out of the system real quick.
You can't do that, yo.
Let him get it out of the system real quick. Oh, everything's gonna be out of it, trust me.
Yeah, make sure you edit this laugh and stuff out of it. Because they're gonna haunt your station if this will be in there.
So the LGBT community gonna come for me.
I'll take the next question. Come on, y'all.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Right now. You always like talking. Here's the chance. Let's go. Right. No, we want you to be 100. We real talk over here, you know? So, your son?
that negative shit instead of loving him. Go ahead. Go ahead, y'all.
Right, I'm letting get it out of the system real quick. It might have to go to GP.
Well, GP, all right. What you say?
Son, hold on.
Come on. Yo.
So you good? You ready? You ready?
No, go ahead. No.
But you always ready to talk. I'm trying to give you the opportunity right now.
No, it's GP turn. GP turn.
Go GP. So what you want to go out to GP then? You want to go out to GP?
No, I'll go next.
No, go next.
All right.
I'm saying, you know what you're going to say. That's good.
But hold on, let him go. So he can finally. Are you going to go?
Say,
all right, come on. Let me finish the scenario. So your son comes to you. He's like, you know, he's gay. But not only is he gay, but he wants you to meet his boyfriend. No, he wants you to meet his boyfriend. I'm going
to
ask the same exact question. Because
you
got to up the ante.
You
got to up the ante. He want to introduce you. He want to introduce you. He want to introduce you to him. He want to introduce you to him, bro. He want to introduce you to him. How does that feel? Y'all are crazy.
He just did a whole 360.
Go to school.
He's negative.
That's stupid. He can't even answer the question. All right, cool. I'm gonna go. I gotta go with somebody else. I'll come to you last because you long winded.
That same shit.
All right. I gotta go to Smoke last because he long winded. You seem to be the most balanced person down here right now. Huh?
Nasty.
Okay.
Porgy.
All right, we're going with Nasty Porgy now.
You're going to hell for that.
No, yo. Nope.
Mr. Porgy.
Nope.
Okay. We're going to switch the scenario off for you a little bit. Switch the scenario up. Huh?
I can't breathe, man.
He's over there. Over there dying on the floor. I'm switching up for everybody, so everybody getting different ones. Everybody getting different ones. That was yours. You, Mr. Great Debater, Mr. Controversial, I had to give you the most controversial scenario. All
right, come on, y'all.
Because, you know.
All right, go ahead. But you want to have a bad judgment.
Nah, yo.
All
right, so we.
What you want to go? No, his is different. Everybody's is different. Are you ready to go or no? No, you want GP to go? All right.
All right.
Stupid.
Go ahead, GP.
All right. So your daughter's gay. You switch it up. You know, you find out, you know, your daughter is gay and she's engaged and she's plans on really going tying the knot and she wants your support. You know, for the wedding. She wants your support. It got to be controversial. She wants your support. For the wedding, she wants you to participate. She gonna have our LG. Hold on, y'all. She gonna have our LGBT community, you know, friends and stuff there, supporters there as well. Rainbow stuff, all that stuff, gay pride, all that stuff. Wedding. She wants your participation. The wedding is already on. She wants your participation. This is your daughter. This is your little girl. How does that conversation play out? How you handle that situation?
All right. Personally, I thought about this situation before if I had a child that was gay. Now, as far as a daughter, it's more acceptable than a male being gay. But at the same time, it both goes against my personal beliefs to the point where I don't even believe in a threesome with me and two women because I'm so against gayness. It's like it's ruining our population. I'm totally against it, 100%. But end of the day, it's still your child. Now, personally, I really would have to go through the situation to really give you an honest answer. But it's going to always be your child. But, geez, I guess it'd be one day at a time. I say I'm going to always love my child. Woo! You can cancel grandkids, but, I mean, that's going to always be my baby. But, yeah, it's a tough scenario.
It is.
You really have to walk in those shoes to truly answer the question. But like I say, like my man Skeezy said before, I mean, in God book, two men can't make a baby, two women can't make a baby. So I believe it's truly wrong, but to each his own. And I pray to God I never had to truly answer this question or go through this scenario, but hey, to each his own. I mean,
do you think that you could go through it actually participating in the wedding? like to go that far. And you know, honestly, it's the LGBT, everything is part of the wedding and everything. So
honestly, truly,
yeah,
I cannot answer that I would attend the wedding, but that will always be my daughter.
Regardless,
that will always be my daughter. Yeah. But I don't know if I'll smile in the wedding pictures. I can't, truly, I don't know if I would attend the wedding, but that will always be my child.
No doubt. Appreciate that realness. All right. Are you going or no? Okay, we're going to smoke. I don't think Boss Charlie going. We're going to go to smoke. All right, we're going to go to smoke. We're going to go to smoke. Now, everybody understands they're getting a different question. Uh-oh, there go that phone call. Uh-oh, there go that phone call. We got the phone call. I'll let you handle that.
You know what, Tubby?
Hurry, man, so we can dip.
Yeah,
yeah, that's up to it. Yeah, we're gonna say something. Okay, so you find out, you know, your son comes, he wants to have this talk with you, and he confesses to you that he's thinking about transitioning. He's thinking about transitioning, and we all know what transitioning means, right?
Becoming a woman.
Yeah, and he's going through the phase, like, right now he's a transsexual, meaning that he hasn't had the operation. Once he gets the operation, he is turning to transitioning, which means he'll be considered transgender and legally a woman. He says his mind's made up. He's not going backwards. He wants your blessing and your support, but you know, it's no talking him out of it, and he's really sensitive to it. And you've been noticing lately that he's been developing some feminine ways, but you didn't really pay too much of close attention to it. But you did kind of notice it, and now that he's telling you that, just everything's starting to dawn on you. Oh, that was why he acted like this in this situation, and that's why I was like that in that situation. Everything's starting to come together. He's thinking about, he's not thinking about it. He's transitioning, and it's happening soon, within a matter of months. And he, you know, without you knowing, he's already been, you know, dressing in drag, and he's already been doing it. You just didn't know about it. He's confessing it to you. He's letting you know, and, you know, he's fully into that lifestyle. There's no talking him out of it, right. But he still wants y'all to have that father-son bond, and he don't want anything to change between y'all. How does that situation play out?
Well, I'm going to be straight up honest. As a father, I blame myself a little bit because I wasn't paying attention to what was going on in the beginning of the circumstances, because as a man, it take a man to raise a man. A woman can't raise a man. You know what I'm saying? So if I neglected to do my father duties to raise my son to be a man, you know what I'm saying? And he's sitting there doing things that I'm not paying attention to, and I see that it's weird or out of pocket, that make it look like he weak or feminine in any situation or any circumstance, I supposed to step in. I can't ignore that. Any real man can't sit there and ignore his son, you know what I'm saying, going through life, doing things that stands out. And if you can sit there as a man and recognize, you know, something for what it is, you know what I'm saying, not without being disrespectful for what it is, and you don't correct it before it lead to where it's leading to, then you are not a man yourself. But at the end of the day, as him being my son, and if I did annoyed and have not been paying too much attention and neglected to see what was going on there that transpired to make him become the way he was into the form of him coming to the conclusion this way he wanted to be at, I would not deny him. It's unacceptable. It would be heartbroken, felt, you know what I mean? And I explained it to him how I feel far as my point of view, and I know I probably couldn't change his mind on it, but I would not abandon him and neglect him.
You wouldn't disown him.
Right, I wouldn't disown him, because he's still my flesh and my blood and my blood. Facts. I brought him into this world, he ain't asked to be here, and whatever he went through that made him come to the conclusion that this is what's it, it's nothing I can do about it. And on top of that, like I said, if something happened to him and I seen the signs and I neglected it, I'm partial of the blame, because I could have corrected it. And that's me being a father saying, hey, it ain't too much in this world that's going on when you can't stop and pay attention to your child or your kid to see what's going on with them. What are they hurting? Are they moaning? Are they feeling some type of way? You need to talk to your kid.
You need to fucking spend time with your kid. And this is a father doing a fatherly thing and being a role model and a leader by sitting down and showing them how to be who they supposed to be and say, hey, if somebody doing something wrong to you, you let me know. If somebody hurt you, you let me know. If somebody put their hands on you, you let me know. These are the things you let them know in the beginning when they come of age of understanding right from wrong. And if you don't do that and they go through life smashing somebody, abusing them, and then they come to the conclusion, or however they come to that conclusion, not just saying that that was just the one way if they decided to say they've been feeling this all along since they was born, however they come to that conclusion, only thing you could do from that point is explain to them where you stand, but at the same time, life is too short. If I don't forgive you, and I be expected to be forgiven for all of the wrongs that I did, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm innocent.
Does it affect your bond with him, like the watching the games with the guy? He still wants to watch the games with you and do that stuff, but he wants to be comfortable. Meaning he wants to come over. He's going to start dressing like a woman and stuff now, and being around that way. Can you accept that? Him coming around that way.
The thing is this: if my son came dressed in front of me as a woman, I'm gonna be realistic. I will make it clear, Tom. Is unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? But the whole entire thing boiled down to this. I don't want to push him away at the same time by saying, damn, man, you been in that dress, I don't want you around me. Because if something happened to him the day or tomorrow after I told him that it's unacceptable, I'm the one that's going to be hurt. I'm the one that's going to feel regret and pain because I didn't apologize, because I was feeling selfish, or I was being stubborn, or I felt from my point of view that he was right or wrong or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, if my son came to me today and tomorrow and says, Dad, I want to be a woman, this is how I felt, and I mix X, Y, Z, I can't be mad with them. And you know what the world is missing right now? The world is missing the point. Because a lot of parents stop caring. A lot of parents stop realizing that their kids are human beings just like they are. And they go through transmissions and go through things just like they did. And if somebody do something wrong to your kid or your kid come to that conclusion, you as a parent supposed to protect them from that shit. And if you ain't dead, you can't knock them after something done happened and they turn out, well, this is it. You can't knock them for that. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. That kid was innocent when it came into the world, and that kid pretty much not going to be innocent when he go out, but once he know right from wrong, that then they'll know that, all right, now you held accountable. But if they don't know up until that extent when they come to the conclusion that this is what I am, and you explain it to him, and you apologize to him for you not being the person that you need to be, or however it led to that. But if a kid right out, because it's a whole different ball game when they say they, you know, felt like from the day they was born that this how they was. If they felt like that from the day they was born, then there's nothing you pretty much can do about it. Only thing you can tell them is, look, dude, you just got to find God in this situation. Whatever your God is or whatever your place is in the world, you got to find that. You're going to know what that's going to be.
No,
it's your fault.
After 12, you don't know of ain't your fault.
But if you see the signs, you
are accountable. You got the signs.
No doubt, Swole.
You
feel that?
I'm just being, as a man, I'm being honest. If you see your kid, no, because if they can't
remember your scenario? Your son is gay. He wants his boyfriend to come over. He wants you to embrace that. He wants to go. We're going to close out with
he said about to say no. Because
most people ain't asking
me. All right, so you had your turn, man. Man, you had your turn, man. My turn.
Some people say they were born that way. So you got to look at it.
Man, you had your turn, man.
He wants you to accept it, embrace it, and be able to bring his boyfriend over.
What are you talking about? Can you start over the question?
The scenario was your son tells you that he's gay, and not only that, but he wants you to embrace it. He wants to be able to bring his boyfriend over. He wants y'all to be able to watch the game together, and he wants you to still be a father. You know? he lets you know that he's the dominant one. He's not, you know, he's not the feminine one. He's the dominant one, but he's still, he's into that life. You know what I mean? So he wants you to, you know, he still want to be able to come over and watch the game. He wants to bring his partner over, which is his boyfriend, and he wants you to be open-minded and embrace the situation. How does that play out? How do you respond to that?
All right, well, first of all, me being the person that I am, the type of person I am, everybody in my family, including my son, know how I am. At the end of the day, people are going to be who they are. I'm not going to say they raised to be that way. I'm not going to say that they was born to be that way. People do what they want to do at the end of the day. Amen. These days and times, you got kids that go in schools and deal with different peers in their schools that's doing all kind of stuff, and they bringing all them demons home with them. So at the end of the day, I love my son dearly, but if my son came to me and told me that he was gay, I would still love him. I wouldn't condone nothing he doing. I wouldn't condone what he... I wouldn't like what he told me, any of that. And at the end of the day, it probably would even bring distance. I'm not even going to lie. It would bring some distance, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't withdraw from my son. He would know how I feel, and him telling me how he feel, I would know. When a person comes to you and tell you things like that, it's no turning away from that. Is no changing their minds. So I can't change his mind. What's in his heart is what's in his heart. Only who will change that is God. So at the end of the day, all I can do is pray to God that he change, and he change for the best. Yeah. Now, you talking about him bringing people home.
He wants to be able to bring his lover
ain't
over.
Ain't nobody coming to my house. So if that means you not coming to my house,
yeah, he's like, it's a two-package deal. If his boyfriend can't come, he ain't coming.
Well, if you're going to treat your father that way, knowing how your father feel, then you pretty much don't care about your father.
Yeah.
If I'm already taking one step to understand what you're doing, don't condone it, but then you want to take two to basically rub it in my face, then we have an issue.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you go ahead and do what you do and live your life and just know your father still love you. But I'm not dealing with it. I don't have to deal with it, and I'm not at the end of the day.
Can he still count on you if he needs some money in a tough bind?
Of course.
I'm short on rent money, stuff like that.
I'm always your father. I don't want to see you down. I don't want to see you out. I don't want to see harm come to you. But I don't have to deal with certain situations that you put yourself into. Because at the end of the day, you know, when people say, you know, when you was young, things could have happened to you and all that. No. That's just words. Some, like I said, it could be peers in your class or in your schools that you just doing stuff. Just because a person do what they're doing doesn't mean something happened to them when they was young. Let's not get it twisted. Sometimes that do happen, majority of times that do happen, but you also got a lot of people out here that they just do it. They just do it.
You got a lot of people that's fraudulent.
You know, fraudulent. And my thing is, you know, kids these days, like, you don't know what you're going to be. You talking about you 14, 15 years old, talking about you was born that way, this is how you're going to be. You ain't even live life. You don't even know what life is about.
Yeah, that's fact.
So at the end of the day, I'm not trying to hear, no, you was born that way. This is how you came up. This is what you was around. None of that. Because it's bullshit. But at the end of the day, all I can do is say I love you. I want the best for you. But I don't have to deal with the shit. So that being said, you can always come around. You can always depend on your father. But if you thinking that you're going to bring somebody around me to basically slap me in my face, that won't happen.
I didn't want to respect that.
So that's not happening. That's what that is. So if that means that you're not going to come around, then guess what? God got you.
That's big. Like you just said, God got you.
Well, it seems as though, you know, we got some understanding amongst the fellas. Four different opinions, but everybody.
You can't come Thanksgiving, man.
I want to see the baby.
Seems as though.
Baby, oh, hell no.
Yeah, you can't take it out.
Coming to my Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, dude.
You can't take it out.
Yo, that's straight disrespect, yo. Come on now. Like, you're not going to disrespect me like that. What you mean? Two dudes can't have a baby, so it ain't your baby.
The kid nope. adopted.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. You can't have a baby.
That's all cute. We about to get out of here. We got a little understanding on the situation, though. The one thing that did kind of surprise me, that everybody says that they would still love their child and support and be in the picture. You got some men that would say, no, it's dead. You cut off completely. And at least y'all fellas were still willing to be a part of your child's life and still love them and stuff. So I commend y'all for that.
You don't never know how strong your love can go for your, that particular person in your life. You feel me? Your kid. Your kid can look at you and understand where you're coming from and eventually turn around and change his life. You don't know that, yo.
No doubt.
You feel me? It's all about looking about the aspects of how you present yourself to your child. If you present yourself to a man, you present yourself as a man, ignorant motherfucker, fuck that, I don't want you being around me, that's how they gonna look at it, and they ain't gonna never accept it.
But not in that. If you present yourself to a child and you be like, you know what, I don't condone what you do, but I mean, I don't wanna lose you, but they be like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want, and they start bringing niggas around you, and man, no, you ain't about to do none of that shit, because you know I don't condone it, so at the end of the day, you still not gonna disrespect me. I have rules, like that's grounds. I don't like what you're doing, so don't try to pump it up or what you're doing.
Or don't try to make me...
Don't, like, force that. Try to force it on you. Sad. Force you to, you know, embrace the situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, respect the fact that you have a different opinion. And, yeah, you got to respect that. Okay, definitely understand that. Right, you my son or you my child, so it's different for you. Right, I don't have to accept your, yeah. No doubt.
I ain't gonna deal with that. That's something you gotta take up with you.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
You just cut me off. Yeah. I ain't cut you off.
All right, well.
I even cut him off.
It's Tay Real, man. It's Real Talk Radio. We in the lab, man, with the fellas, man. Appreciate all the fellas, you know, Swole. What'd you say, Nasty Porgy? Swole, Nasty Porgy, Squeezy, and Boss Charlie. You know, we in the lab chopping it up, doing what we do, man. It's Real Talk Radio. Tay Real, we out of here.
Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio, but not just the